Welcome back to Faith Radio Mornings. I'm Dr. Peter Kapsner, and delighted to be joined on the line by John Wood and Rob Robertson of BetterAngels.org. Their website is www.better-angels.org. And the two of them are working on behalf of our country to bring some of the rancor and the polarization of the people that are affected by this back together. So delighted to have them on the show. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing there?
Well, we're doing great. You know, I'd be curious, you know, some initial thoughts. My producer, Logan Rausch, and I often have division in the studio. You know, we look at each other, and we don't even want to talk to each other anymore. So do you have any, like, quick tips for the two of us to help maybe resolve our relationship?
Well, first of all, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us on. This is John Wood. And, you know, at Better Angels, the thing that we really specialize in is bringing people into sort of a shared space and giving them the opportunity not so much to argue about the issues, but to be honest with one another in terms of where they're coming from in the context of their own life experience and so forth. If you're looking to apply that rule to your relationship with your coworker, it might be good not to sort of go back and forth over who's right or wrong about the issue right off, but to talk a little bit about how it is you came to sort of view things the way you do politically in the first place. So that's a good place to start, because if we don't have an understanding of what sorts of life experiences and what sort of context in which we're experiencing things and looking at things the way that we do, we're not really going to provide the opportunity for us to sort of understand, I think, on a visceral sort of emotional level, the human window, I think, through which we can see the fact that, hey, this person may be looking at an issue a little bit differently than I am, but they're coming from a place that I can ultimately understand. If we do that, we remember that one another are human beings, and we can proceed to actually have a thoughtful dialogue on the subject.
Well, and that word dialogue seems so important, and it's so different than what we are seeing out of Washington now. I know that Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, talked about that if there was another Supreme Court justice to appoint here in a couple of years, that they'd be happy to do that, even though they didn't do that when President Obama was in office. And then we see Hillary Clinton coming out 2 days ago and saying there really is no room for civility when the other party is trying to drive you out of power. And then finally, we see the wife of Senator Rand Paul, Kelly Paul, talking about how she has to have a loaded gun by her bedside these days with security because she's afraid of what might happen. Just, you know, the growing calls and incivility that's happening. I mean, I've got to believe the two of you are troubled by this, and it's part of what is motivating you for the ministry that you do.
Mm. Yeah. Absolutely, Peter. This is Rob. I became involved in Better Angels last July, July 2017, when it popped up on the source of all news and information for me, that's Facebook. And I learned a little bit about it, and I'm all in now. I think really that there's nothing to be done right now with our situation at the national level, but where we can work effectively is to help people at the community level learn how to listen to and speak with one another. As far as your relationship with Logan goes, if each of you are telling the other what the other thinks, maybe a good shift for you would be to ask the other what the other thinks and why that is. Open-ended questions are great. Asking people why they feel a certain way is so much better than telling them what they feel. They may be inclined to disagree when you tell them what they think.
Well, and that's one of the hardest practices. And so even in the fun conversation of, you know, how we can apply it in our co-working, that's really, though, the magic to being able to start solving some of these issues, is that instead of always being concerned with getting your point across, to step back and listen to the other person. But boy, that is really tricky discipline to practice.
What it takes. And none of us are perfect at this, and we all come to this with the bad habits we've built up over a lifetime, and especially over the past 2 to 3 years. It takes discipline and intention to get it right.
And as you are working with people, do you have some stories of success where you do see that maybe some people were pretty divisive coming into this, that maybe as they evaluated their own values and their own commitments, that they began to come together in a different kind of way? And maybe, Rob, you can speak to that.
Oh, absolutely. We offer a few different opportunities for people to have an opportunity to speak with one another. One is a red-blue workshop. This is really our signature piece. And in this, we have seven reds and seven blues come together for a day of highly structured conversation. Up to 15 observers are welcome. And we see people begin to realize that the folks on the other side don't all think the same way. And people develop trust in the good intentions of folks on the other side. And they express a desire to continue to meet and work with those people. And that certainly is not something that you would expect to see given our current situation. So people have said a number of times in my hearing that we don't seem as far apart as we've been told we are. And I've come to have some faith and confidence in the good intentions of the folks who don't agree with me politically. We're all trying to get to the same place. We have different opinions on how to get there. I think once you get people face to face, an amazing opportunity opens up for them to develop trust and relationships with one another.
We're speaking with John Wood and Rob Robertson of BetterAngels.org, and they have workshops that you can attend in which you can at least start being part at the community level of resolving some of the divides in our country. John and Rob, when we come back from break, I would love to get your perspective on when you do ultimately, though, hit a hurdle of disagreement and difference, and as important as understanding might be of one another, for maybe substantive issues like, let's say, abortion. If you really do end up on each side of the fence with that, how can you stay united even if you have very different commitments and views on something that difficult as we walk out this journey together? So more to come with John and Rob from BetterAngels.org here on Faith Radio Mornings. Welcome back to Faith Radio Mornings. We are speaking with John Wood and Rob Robertson of BetterAngels.org, and we're just talking about ways in which we, even on the personal and community level, can help be a part of healing some of the divide going on in our country. And John, maybe you can speak to this first. We got a listener text in during the break that said this. It says, someone posted a quote on Facebook the other day that said something like, our past advice to never talk about these two things, politics or religion, has brought us to this place where we don't know how to discuss it civilly. And John, I'd say, I know around the Thanksgiving Day table, if either of these topics come up, we sort of all get a deer in the headlights look and we don't really know what to do. Is this part of the problem? We just have never learned how to talk about these things?
Well, first of all, Peter, I want to thank you for lobbing such an easy question at us as we went to break about what do you do when people disagree on subjects, particularly if they're as sensitive as abortion or something like that. And you know, it's amazing. You also asked about individual examples of people who had crossed the bridge to each other towards our program, such as what Rob was was describing. And man, I got to tell you, you know, we have pairs within Better Angels who are almost like celebrities within our community. By the way, Better Angels is a national organization, primarily volunteer led. Thousands of members across the country, hundreds of volunteers in most states in the union. And within that family, you'll find evangelical Christians and liberal Muslims who have met each other through the workshops, going to church together, learning about one another's value systems and beliefs. You'll find senior officials that focus on the family who have found common ground with well-known LGBT activists and who have developed a relationship and a rapport and even found areas in which they can work together. But the truth is that if you're getting people like this together at the same table, whether it's at the dinner table, whether it's over the holidays or the workplace or anywhere else, you're not going to have perfect agreement on every issue. As a matter of fact, you're going to have a lot of the same disagreements you likely had before these relationships were forged. The difference is that people in coming through, in going through the processes that have been set up through Better Angel structure and so forth, they've been reminded of the fact that there is a common humanity behind each side of these experiences. And so it gives us a basis on which to continue having a productive conversation that really just goes beyond talking. It goes to us identifying where our common values lie. Because at the end of the day, I mean,
even if you do have a difference of opinion on one or two very important social issues that you don't want to back down off of in terms of what you may believe as a person of faith or Christian or otherwise, we still want to recognize that everybody wants to see, at the end of the day, everybody wants to see healthy families. Everybody wants opportunities for their children. And there are all sorts of things we can do to work together on those areas where we have fundamental human agreement. And I agree with Rob. I mean, on a community level in particular, you know, we're always thinking about, oh my gosh, national politics, the Supreme Court. Oh, you know, everything's going to hell in a handbasket. But you know what? It's not just the people in the ivory towers in Washington who have a say on the health of our society. It's folks in the small towns, in the local communities, in neighborhood councils. That's 99.99% of the country right there, my friend. And so as we fix and repair relationships on that level, it gives us an opportunity to work constructively on a vast range of things that we agree about while continuing the conversation in a more constructive way in those areas where we don't. And in those areas where we don't, time is still on our side if we let the Holy Spirit guide us and if we interact with people in a positive and graceful way. And that's what Better Angels has allowed people to do.
Well, John, I think that's a profound answer to the question. I know that Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church a few years ago got into some hot water as he was serving overseas in Africa, and he just wanted to help people that were troubled and in need. And he said that when he goes to Africa, his leading move is not to worry about the faith of the other person that he might be working with. He wants to work with people of peace across all faiths, just help the needy. And if we start there, then maybe in the future we can start having other conversations. But I think so often we lead with where we all disagree as opposed to coming together first. And then when we build that relationship, we can start having those harder conversations.
This is Rob. I think one important thing to add is that in Better Angels, no one is trying to persuade anyone of anything. Everybody's free to leave the day with the same views that they brought with them that morning. And I think that's one of the secrets of our success. People's defenses tend to drop when they realize that nobody's trying to persuade them that they should change their point of view. That is so helpful for our work. It gives us the room to create an opportunity for people to relax and listen. And we're not doing a lot of listening at the national level, I don't think, or in social media. So this comes, I think, as a great relief to many.
I'd be curious, we have just about a minute left, you two, and I'd be curious your thoughts on how important it is to educate yourself on the opposing point of view. And again, it doesn't mean you're going to have to buy into it, but if you can at least understand where somebody is coming from, it can take some of the sting out of those conversations.
Yeah.
Just asking them why they think what they think is key. You learn a lot just by asking. John?
Yeah, Rob. Well, you know, I heard a great quote recently, and maybe one of you will remember who actually said it, because I can't remember where it came from. But some smart person says something along the lines of, "He who only knows his own side of an argument does not know that." And or something to that effect. And I think that's true. I mean, folks who we all have different experiences, but if you don't have a window into the experience of the person with whom you disagree, you're never going to have any sense of what you yourself might be missing. Even if it doesn't change your mind, knowing what another person goes through or has been through or has seen or thought about that leads him or her to the conclusion they've arrived at is going to help you better articulate your perspective in a way that's going to get that other person to actually listen to it, right?
Well, John,
and if civic society is worth anything at all, it's giving us the opportunity to listen and communicate with each other effectively so that we can actually change things for the better.
John, I love that quote. We'll have to end it there. It's such an important ministry that you two are up to. But since we don't know who gave that quote, we're just going to attribute it to you and put it up on our Facebook page.
Okay, I'll take it.
Great. Hey, have a great morning, you guys. Really appreciate the time here on Faith Radio Mornings.
Thanks a lot, Peter.
Great advice from John Wood and Rob Robertson that at least the starting point is that if we can understand where the other person is coming from, it can help at least take some of the tension out so that we can go ahead and have further constructive dialogue about the beliefs that we might passionately carry. Thanks for listening again here on Faith Radio Mornings. We'll catch you tomorrow, same time, same place.
Again, thanks for listening to this podcast of Faith Radio Mornings. You can hear other podcasts at myfaithradio.com. Plus, remember, we are listener-supported, so your support makes Faith Radio Mornings and the other programs from Faith Radio possible. Make your gift at myfaithradio.com.